Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So y'all, this isn't the last episode. There's still a tell-all, apparently, or some version of a tell-all. So use this to Betch and Belle to soothe your wearied breast.
Stick Dick Andre, fuck me.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Y'all, I bought a Tibetan sound bowl to help me relax, and I didn't realize...
Sound bowl. It's just a Tibetan bowl.
What? Well, I didn't know I was going to have to use it to get through this fucking season.
I was relieved when I saw there was no tell-all.
I didn't believe it. You wanted to believe it.
Maybe.
You did. You wanted to believe it.
But it's so weird. Why would they do that?
Welcome to 90 Day Gaze, everybody. This is part two of Toe the Other Way. My name is Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie. I'm here with my squirrel friend, Poodle, a.k.a. Hello. Jake Anthony.
This is Toe.
This is the last Toe.
This is the second to last episode we'll ever do of this season of Toe, apparently. But we know that Sean, we had said in the last episode that we didn't think there was going to be a tell-all. Looks like they were too fucking tired of these people, but...
I don't have her number. I messaged Sean Robinson. I DM'd her on Instagram, and she said...
There's something coming up.
She's like, no, the producers are working on something special. And then they posted just like 30 minutes. We got hot tea before everybody else.
I feel that that bitch Heather Torres in our sissy squad has a good theory. We think... Because Devin broke her NDA, she's not going to participate in the tell-all.
And the abuse allegations and all that.
Yeah. And so they're going to avoid that. And
which are alleged. We don't know if those are true or not against Jihoon.
We don't think Brittany may not be participating because holy shit, she got pissed.
What did she say?
Skulls in her post. It's like, y'all, I got a really bad edit. Blah blah blah. Y'all don't. Every person involved in the production crew, whatever, can kiss my ass. Brittany, some advice: never tell a production member, grip, camera person to kiss your ass, because you'll never be on TV again.
Yeah, when you're in a reality show, you've got to act like, again, Poodle, and I know this from experience, a bottom in the middle of a soccer team. You just have to get past anywhere and say you're okay with it and smile. Yeah.
And say, can I have another?
Yeah. Well, even if you're completely full.
Because here's the thing. TV production, they hold all the power.
They
you're
do.
You're a gnat to them. It's like Discovery with us. Discovery went flink in our eye and we went,
But we were like, oh, we'll change our name. Which that reminds everybody, we have gotten over 1,500 submissions for our new name for Come Name Us.
And 1,400 are 89 plus one day gay. Yeah,
which we're going to get rid of. Actually, Jackie Wiseman, our fearless den mother in our sissy squad, who's been helping us with this, she said there's actually some pretty good names in the group.
Ooh, we're excited.
We're waiting.
We haven't seen anything.
We're waiting. You have until December 4th, Mama Mara's birthday, y'all, to submit this into our... Go click on the show notes and look at the Google Doc, and post it again.
You think you have a brilliant idea. And remember, if we pick your name, we're going to give you two tickets to our first live show post-pandemic, of course.
Post-pandemic. VIP tickets. Whatever, all of it. You'll get the meet and greet. You'll get
not your friend.
You'll get the meet and greet before. You'll get the show.
I'm not handing out money here.
You'll get Poodle drunk at a bar after. You'll get everything.
As my mother says, what am I, made of money?
Yes. And so you'll get all that. And
I'm not a Rothschild. Mother once said. What do you think? I am a Rothschild.
Wow. So y'all be sure to do that by December 4th. If you do it on December 5th, because basically we've got to go through all these names. Yeah, we've got to go through all these names and make a decision. And then we're going to decide on the top, like, I don't know if we're doing like 6 or 10.
We don't know. Because
Jackie has all the rules.
Like, what if there's only like
two good ones?
Yeah.
I think there'll be more than that. But we're going to decide on the top names, and then we're going to let people vote.
And that'll start, probably we'll have that within a couple days of December 4th.
Yeah. And we'll figure out the voting. We don't know if the voting's going to be for everybody or if the voting's going to be for Patreons only. We don't know.
Everything organized as you can tell. Yeah,
exactly. Jackie is just going, fuck, as she's listening to this. Bless her heart. Y'all, shout out to Jackie Wiseman, our den mother.
Jackie Wiseman.
In our Facebook group. Y'all, she is kicking butt and helping us so much.
And other moderators.
Andrea and Chris. You guys
could not do it without those bitches.
You might know Andrea because she's a moderator for Cray Cray Group. Because we told them, we said, y'all need to get a moderator. And they went and got ours. And we're fine with it because we're share all folk.
I was really afraid. She said, yeah, I'm going to become, I just like you know, I'm going to become a moderator. I'm like, don't you leave. Don't you leave,
bitch.
Please. Don't you do it.
Don't you do it. So anyway, I think that's, do we have any other announcements? We have a Bicurious coming up.
We have a Bicurious coming up this week. It is going to air. It is, y'all came at us about this. It is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It's a fucking debacle.
It's
if you think you remember what Housewives was in the beginning, this is much more like that, but also a kind of a new animal. I've never really watched Housewives. I enjoyed the first couple of episodes immensely.
This is
cuckoo. There's a gay son who's out of control.
This is like when you leave a glass of wine with a little bit of wine in it, and then when you come in the next morning, you just have like three or four drunk flies flying around, and they're just like, that's what this show is to me.
It's bonkers. We're going to be covering the episode that airs this Wednesday, December 2nd.
Yep. So be sure to check
that out. On Friday. That will be for our $8 Patreon.
My dad, I put him in the bed and I fed him. My Aunt Peggy made cabbage with bacon and he loved it. He's like, that's good shit. And so anyway, I put him in the bed and got him comfortable because he's hurting today. And I said, all right, I'm going to do a podcast. And he went, God, another one?
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's what my mother says. She's like, how many of those do you do? And wait, people... My mother, I swear to God, my mother still can't believe people pay to listen to us. She's like, I understand if it was free, but Jesus. she's like, I think you're special, but she's like, I didn't really, she's like, people don't even know you though. Are there people who know you? And I'm like, no, these are people who don't know us. She's like,
they don't.
What kind of model is that?
They don't.
Once we beam her in via satellite from a live show,
she'll know.
She won't even know. And people scream and she's like, did you give those people money?
Let's just say. She goes, it's Matt doing drugs. Is that how he got them here?
I mean, is something wrong? Is something's weird there? Don't you think something's screwy there?
Are you in a cult, Jaybird?
I am, and it's called homosexuality.
It is. It's called the Sissy Squad, y'all. We have fun in there in our Facebook group.
Cult. That's a good cult, though.
The Sissy Squad is a good cult. Come at us. We have a lot of fun in there. Sometimes people get pissed off because it's a Facebook group. But overall, we do pretty well, I think.
I really loved it. There was a sissy. It amazes me on the daily where a sissy said, you guys, this was so good. I'm not going to say her name, but she said it was so great to tell you guys today. I've left this terrible, terrible person in my life, basically her husband.
With her young baby girl.
With her baby. And she's like, I'm staying with family right now. I've made that jump. I've made that to where my life was pretty much unlivable. And you guys, the Facebook group, not us, the Facebook group gave her the support to kind of make that leap. And
she said it made me tears.
Beautiful, she said this beautiful thing.
Yes, she said this group of strangers.
Yes.
So, y'all,
that's what it is.
We try. We can't please everybody, but we please most. Kind of like my sex life.
Please everyone, but you got to please yourself.
So, you guys, so there's going to be a lot of changes. We're going to talk about this more on to everything. We're going to be changing the name in January. We're going to be doing some, there's some differences in Patreon. We might even do it. So there might be some other things that we're kind of working on right now. So just be prepared. We expect some of you are going to be some Carl's wives about it, but we'll get through it slowly together. Not that much change. What's not changing is the content of our shows, what we're talking about, how we're doing the podcast. It's just the name and the semantics and the logistics and the website stuff. All that's going to kind of change a little bit.
The content is still going to be 100% very unprofessional.
Yes. And so, and which we should probably say now, since this is a free, in case people were wondering, we will start, you guys, we're going to start this tomorrow in our Patreon. Cray Cray does this and other, we're going to start it, though on December 7th, we're going to start doing, December 1st, yearly memberships to our Patreon. Woo-hoo! So, just because some of you, Cray Cray does it, some of you said, why don't y'all do that?
And other people have been asking.
Yeah. So. And the reason, it's a lot of reasons. It's kind of, it'll change, when people jump on Patreon.
It won't change any thing existing. From your existing membership.
Yeah.
Your existing membership is always going to be charged on the first. If you are a new patron, it's going to charge you on the day you join.
The day you join. So if you join our Patreon on the 10th, you'll get charged on the 10th, and then you'll get charged on the 1st, and then you're not going to get charged twice, just the 1st going forward. But we have to do that because the way their algorithm works to enable the annual subscription. Right. Again, it won't affect...
Our hands are tied there.
It won't affect existing, but also we realize, and we're kind of... Not a lot of people did this, but we realize some people would join our Patreon on the 2nd and then quit on the 28th, and they basically were getting a month's worth of Patreon shit for free.
And that really pissed us the fuck off.
That pissed us off because we work really hard. So this also just makes sure that you can do, if you want to do gift memberships, if you want to do an annual fee, win big at that casino and you have a little money, or that blowjob you gave you a tip and you have more money in April, just pay for the year. And then you don't have to worry about it in August when you're walking down the boardwalk looking for tricks.
Or if you decide my child does not need another video game, I'm going to buy something for myself, get that year get of that. Patreon.
So that's what's going on. So sorry for the announcements, but we got to do announcements.
That wasn't bad. 12 minutes.
Wasn't that bad at all. So yeah, y'all, there is going to be some type of reunion or something. We have no idea.
Some type of tell-all. I'm sure it'll be Zoom.
Do you think Brittany is hosting? I think Brittany listened to our show and heard you say that she was getting a bad edit. And I think that's why she's using it as a defense.
Good. I, she's the, here's the thing. Yes, she probably did get a bad edit because you could tell she's one of those people. She's an awful person. She's probably nasty to everyone who she thinks is quote unquote under her.
Possibly.
I mean, she radiated that on the show. But whereas with someone like, think about someone like Anna from Anna and Marcel, I'm sure Anna was lovely to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Then we pointed out the moles on her face, and we were horrible to her.
And she got them removed. Again, I think she listened too.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Anna. We're just trying to make your day better.
She's a beautiful woman, even though you said she had Santa Claus face.
Moles, when I told us that she had Santa Claus face.
I think she's pretty.
You know what? It's the right look. It's the right makeup. Why I said she had Santa Claus face.
She flushes easily.
She flushes easily, and it was this kind of... This kind of it looked like a painting Norman Rockwell's Santa Claus face.
She does like Norman Rockwell.
Yeah. So I was just calling it as I saw it.
We are going to jump in. One more thing. I just want to shout out. Y'all, we want to shout out Tracy, the goddess from Love After Lockup.
Y'all, she gave us a shout out.
She did a whole post about our
Tracy
show.
Tracy and Clint.
From Love After Lockup. And because we've talked about, we're planning on doing season two, not right now.
I need to come at her. I need to send her a message.
But we are planning on doing season two. We just haven't got to it yet. But she posted a very glowing post just saying that she loved us and she listened to the show. And Tracy, thank you for that. We appreciate that very,
thank you,
very
Tracy.
Much. Thank you. Okay. Can we fucking talk about this now?
Let's get this shit over with.
Who are we talking about?
Can we just skip over Ari and Binyam? I don't ever want to talk about them again. Serenity now. I love this accessory that you've added to the
podcast. I did too. It was like $12 on Amazon. I'll send you one. I am so ready to not talk about them, mainly because it's so divisive. And I don't think I've ever been, when we talk about her, I've never felt, we do this show for us because we laugh at each other and we think it's stupid. And we do the show to like build a community and connect with y'all and have fun. But like in this moment right now, Poodle and I are just trying to make each other laugh and that's also give each other some insight. Yeah. And, I've never, when it comes to Ari, we can do no right.
You know, and that's one thing I want to leave. I want to leave her.
I'm just ready to be done.
Me too. And I think it's just because Ari is a symbol and she means something to everybody. She means something to a lot of different people.
And that's why I brought that up. Not to tell people like, oh my God, stop coming at us no matter what on what
no,
side.
It's
more of like, obviously we're podcasters, you don't see us every day, but something about Ari is triggering. That's something that's going on in your everyday life for all of us. Jake and I too. So I think like, look at that and be mad at us or love us when we talk about it or call us
everyone in a different way.
Racist, call us sexist, call us whatever you want, but also acknowledge like, you know, how is that? Just is this, you know, people bitch about these trash shows that they hate to watch them, but I do like watching them. And I know you do too, because they make us think about our own lives.
And I honestly, if you're going to come at us about Ari and I can actually understand people's perspectives. I completely
I've understood every single, I've never read something and gone like, oh my God, they're stupid. Never
come for us bloodthirstily as we've had quite a few DMs do. Just think about it. Try to see it from the other perspective. And both of us are never really going to answer you if you scream at us and you get all trollish.
And again, we're gay white men who grew up in the South and doing our best.
Yep.
So.
So let's talk about these two. They're at Timcot, which is the festival. Basically, it's the Feast of the Baptism of Christ. That's in the Orthodox Church. It's a big deal. The Episcopal Church has it's a feast day, definitely, and it's something you celebrate. But this is obviously a bigger holiday.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of power and might.
That's not the song. Lord God Almighty.
No, we sing something different in the Catholic Church.
That's that terrible like Sanctus that the Vatican II invented.
I know, but everybody just sang with me. So I always, if we're talking about Jesus, I'm going to sing something for Catholicism.
I'm sorry. You guys know what Vatican II is all about.
You brought it up like 20 times. We know.
It's all about, like, you mouth breathers don't know how to sing. So we're going to make music really easy for you.
That is true.
That's what they decided. That's what the council.
But you know what? Everybody, people like it. People like it.
Anyway.
So Biniam is telling us this is his favorite holiday. He is planning on proposing to her today.
She's like, they have some quirky traditions.
So when they're riding in the car, it's actually kind of cute because she's like, you kind of see a little bit that they do enjoy each other's company because she says to him, are you nervous? And he's like fidgeting around. He's like, no, I'm not nervous. She's like, well, you look nervous, weirdo. It was cute.
I think that's how they show affection. I wasn't bothered by that.
I want to say, too, before this is kind of more important than anything. Again, I'm not saying this to be nice because I've ragged on her and I said that she was a dickhead. I still stand by that. She is a dickhead a lot of the time. Even before she was pregnant, I stand by it. But her makeup looks fantastic. And I'm just going to say, she beat her face. Her eyeshadow looked so good. Her lipstick color was perfect.
Her eyebrows were normal.
Her eyebrows were great. I just want to say, whoever did her makeup that day, bravo. Yeah. She looked beautiful.
The professional look.
But this was my far, like, I never noticed how pretty her eyes were.
It's the best she's looked in that kind of traditional costume.
Oh, yeah. I like the costume. Yeah. Well, I guess, what's it called? Is it called costume, I guess?
Traditional clothes.
Clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
I called them one time when my brother, they were talking about football with a kid, and I said, Bubba, I like your football costume. And, well, I think I heard the F word that day.
Shut up, faggot.
Yeah.
And so anyway, there's a lot of people at this festival. And
festival? Like,
it's the festival, the King's Festival.
Your poor girl's mother had died.
The poor girl's mother had died.
That's a Southern story.
The King's Festival. And I have emptied a pot of lentils into the fireplace.
Stop. He went down the rabbit hole. By the way, I have to tell y'all, I was listening. We went over to my Aunt Darla's today to go get some paperwork to sign for my dad to bring to a bank, yada, yada, yada. And so my Aunt Darla's telling this story, and I'm kind of listening, but I'm talking to her husband, my Uncle Tim, and not super paying attention, but she's just telling the story about somebody, and she was like, it was just great. She's like, yeah, they got a new car. Great. All these good things. And then she said, and then guess what? They died 2 days later. So did their dog, same day. And I went, if that's not a Southern story.
They really are. I think my mother secretly loves it. She loves telling Southern stories.
Southern stories always end bad.
So, Ari says, it's loud here. It's loud. Which sounds like me. So I understand.
I was just waiting for you to say, I wrote it down and I was waiting for you to admit it.
And I will say, the baby is 1 month old. And it is a lot to be bringing a 1 month old to do.
So I thought about that as I'm watching this, because it's 1 month old. I don't believe the skull is even fully formed on a baby by 1 month. Again, not an owner of a baby, but
I'm more of a renter myself.
Not an owner of a baby, but I'm pretty sure about that one.
I've got a baby on layaway.
I was trying to be like, okay, but this is a tradition. People are used to this. Is this like,
yeah, I don't know.
Man, it did seem, culture or not, Ari is not a, like, and I just don't think Biniam knows. Y'all, I could tell you this. Ari is not a crowd person.
Neither am I. And it did seem like the worst place to bring Ari.
Yes, the worst place to bring her. And Biniam was kind of like, you'll be fine. But I do agree. I would not want my baby. It would be different if it's crowded like a concert and people are listening. But this was almost like people are like jumping over and like reaching for this water.
This was because they're getting, like when you're at a baseball game and they bring out the t-shirt guns.
Yes.
And instead of t-shirts, it was holy water.
Y'all.
Out of a hose.
Jake becomes crazy.
I get crowd. The crowd motivates me.
he gets so, he's just sitting there not really paying attention. He's eating a hot dog at a Dodgers game. And then suddenly he's up, possessed, screaming, raising his shirt, trying to show his tits, whatever he can do to get a shirt.
And then I start, usually if, especially if the Braves are playing the Dodgers, then I start shit talking. And then I remember someone almost got murdered.
Yeah, a Giants fan almost got murdered. So shut the fuck up at a Dodgers game.
Shut up. She's basically, they're spraying and it starts getting a little dangerous. She's like, it's enough. I gotta go. I'm so upset right now. And people have remarked on, Binyam says, people have talked about this online. He's like, I don't know. I think that was her evil spirit needing to be cast out. Maybe she needed some holy water. And people were saying, was that really the translation there? Because maybe he was tongue in cheek. Maybe he was laughing about it, but it sounded pretty honest.
Well, he did go on to say, Ari is an annoying person. She's selfish and she only cares about herself.
He did say that.
So yeah. He was like, I don't think I want to propose now. But he even said to her before, this is the first time we've ever seen Binyam. He's like, do you want to ruin my day? So I feel like we see this facade of him of like, oh, everything's great. Everything's on. We see that cracking a little bit.
He was a shithead this episode. He kind of got the worst portrayal that he's gotten the entire season, with the exception of maybe the ass drums and the leg piano.
Yes. It's hard because, again, you want to be like, okay, this is your country's tradition. This is, mm-hmm. It really is like, it goes back to what I say, that I do feel like, yes, Ari is white, American, entitled, and moving to Ethiopia. Yes, all of that. Yes, do I think Binyam's a trophy husband to her? She's marrying an exotic man. Yes. That said, any couple, I don't care if black, white, whatever, when you get together, you have to compromise wherever you are, wherever you live, you have to compromise on each other. And I just don't know how much we see Binyam compromising. I mean, he got he moved into a nicer apartment, but he could be, and we're just not seeing it in the edit.
I think also we saw in the edit is she said, you're pushing my boundaries and don't put your finger in my face. And so it was, and then this is the topper because she knows she can say this because her privilege. She goes, give me Avi. Give me my baby.
That really grossed me out.
And
you guys don't use your kids in a fight. Don't use your kids in a fight.
And I said this too. She says, she's like, you know, I want this to be a good day for you, but I'm really not having a good time. And this is one thing I wrote down. Ari never fails to let him know that she is tolerating the things that he's enjoying.
She does do that a lot.
Never fails. And I said, I don't know if this is her thing of always from being in therapy a lot, having to talk about what her emotions and that she's feeling. The thing that she should have been told is not everyone needs to know you're tolerating them right now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Whereas Binyam needs to compromise a bit on her, she needs to realize, I don't need to emotionally vomit everything because he is clearly not that at all. He keeps everything in.
Yeah.
So not that she needs to keep things in, but maybe there's another way. Because honestly, I don't think she... Taking the baby away, I think she meant that as shitty because that is what she's saying. That is a metaphor for her saying, give me my baby and I can take this baby back to the United States anytime and you cannot see your kid. That's what that's a metaphor for. But this was like this idea of her telling him her emotions. I get that she wants to communicate, but you're right. It's this idea of that her emotions are
more valuable than his.
More valuable than his, yeah.
And also, I'm sure her parents always listened to those and validated her emotions.
Yeah, I know.
A bad thing, but this is the problem of going to a place where, let's be honest, this is a much more male-dominated culture, and maybe your emotions aren't the first thing people are going to ask you about.
Yeah.
And when you're not in specific danger, maybe just learn to, without saying, I'm going to tolerate you or I'm going to tolerate this today, maybe just hold that back and try to have a good time.
That's not Ari. But yet, no. You know, the thing with Ari, too, is I think, which misdirection works well a lot. Y'all, what I mean by misdirection, you know, like say your kid is wanting something and you misdirect them, or they're crying and you put their attention on something else. I feel like, because we saw her do this, I feel like Janice has done this to Ari her whole life.
There's
something to be said. Misdirection is great, but also sometimes you have to tell your kid, you can't do this. You can't have this. This isn't going to happen because I'm your parent. These are the boundaries. You don't have to understand it, but this is the way it is. I don't think that was ever really laid out to Ari.
No, and you're exactly right. She's not getting any misdirection. He's not validating those feelings that she normally says, and I'm tolerating it. Normally, her mom and dad would say, yes, and we really appreciate you're doing that, Ari, because that's how they were taught to do it.
They were taught to say. But yeah. Sometimes you needed, you know, if I said, what would Mother Poodle say if you said, but mom, I'm not. Sometimes they would just like, my dad would say, I don't give a fuck about that.
my mother would say, can't you just enjoy something for once? Can we have
or a I say, mom, I feel this way. Oh, Matthew, don't think that. That's stupid. Why would you think that?
My mother said, now be quiet. Now we're all going to have a good time.
I remember I said that. Teeth. I was really depressed and I was broke. It was just like, I've lived in LA for 17 years now. I think this was like year 2.5, 3, right before I got my second job at Sephora. And I was just broke. And I was calling my mom and I was kind of bemoaning the fact. And I said, you know, I guess I'm just trying to find some gratitude in this and just grateful for what I have and even grateful that I'm broke, because one day when I'm working hard and I'm making my own money, it's going to feel empowering and I'm going to feel better about this. And I said this kind of long thing to my mother, and my mom said, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, Matthew. Why would you say that? You're broke. What are you going to do?
Wow.
I know, that was my mother. It reminded me, there's a famous TV speech. Oh, never mind. We can't talk about that show anymore.
Oh, why?
That famous Bill Cosby episode where Theo gives a speech and he's like, son, that's the stupid. But however, I feel like Ari needed that. Sometimes don't tell your kids they're stupid. Don't tell that, y'all. No. But sometimes you need to tell your kid, like, look, I get why you think that, but that's not the reality of the situation. Yeah. Well, Ari didn't get that.
And I think the way that her relationships have always gone is her, either if she's in a relationship with her parents or her friends, all her friends and parents know she's quote unquote sensitive and delicate.
Yes.
Because of past mental illness with cutting, and she's had problems. So everyone is careful, because you don't, and yeah, that's her life, you know? But he doesn't have the skill set to do this. Janice knew that. And that's why she even said right before she left, you can come back with me. You call me anytime and we'll send you a plane ticket. So it's maybe she'll learn. Maybe Ari will learn to be more self-reliant. Maybe she will not need that much. She won't need to be validated as much. Yes, you can be validated, but not every time. He doesn't have to say, thank you for indulging me, you know, in my culture.
Yeah. Well, do you think Ari's learning? Because she did say, when she was talking to Billiam later, she kind of calmed down and she said, okay, I know I overreacted a little bit. And she said, okay, you did great today. I know. And she said, you're a great dad. You love your baby. And I realize that you just have to realize this situation. All it takes is one person for to smack the baby head and he's damaged for life. I don't think she's wrong or eccentric in saying that.
No, she's not wrong. And I think you're exactly right. Is this could be the best thing for her. This could, if maybe being away from her parents, who are enablers, let's be honest,
mm-hmm.
enable her growth.
They enable her growth. They enable her privilege. They enable all of this.
Right where she is. And I will say, even though I was a proponent of Mother Janice is a terrible enabler for what
She's a terrible enabler. And after I saw that one clip that it didn't show where they just kind of went and made fun of the apartment, that was a faux pas to me. That I don't think she's evil. I still think she's a pretty good mom, actually. Yeah. But and really loves her daughter. But that was seeping and just, grossness.
I think you're exactly right.
But I was shocked when Ari said that.
Yeah. So they go to his brother's bar to kind of cool down. He leaves, which is probably the best thing to do with Ari, and let her process. And she gives the baby to Wish, his sister, and then she runs to him. And all of a sudden, it's like they both have processed something. And she's like, "I love you." And it's like she's like, she made me forget everything. So maybe there is something for them, and I never thought I would say this when this season started. Maybe living in Ethiopia could heal her. Maybe it could make her whole. Maybe not just finding him and becoming a mother, but learning how to be a person opposite or not without her parents and her enabling friends. Maybe it will make her learn to be a more well-rounded person.
And maybe Benny will fuck his new dance partner when he beats his hands on her ass for a drum, and she'll end up going back broken.
I'm worried about that. I'm not as suspicious about Benny as everybody else is. I think he can be quite an asshole and secretive, and he's a little shut down.
I think Benny's a right now guy. Everything's right now. He's very in the present. He's not future thinking. He doesn't want to think about the past. So he's right now. And he loves Ari, and everything's right now. But I'm like, 5 years, are you still going to be right now about Ari?
I think he's like every male dancer I've ever known.
Y'all, and Poodle's fucked a lot of people on tours.
This is going to insult people. They're not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'll be honest.
I'm kind of thinking about the male dancers I know. Do I know any?
I just, you know, it's not that they're bad people. It's just not, they're not Mensa members.
Oh, they're come for you. I know a lot of smart, I know a lot of smart female dancers.
I do too. Very different. But the world of male dancers, because the male dancer, you don't, it's the skill level to succeed in male dance, is the bar is way lower.
It is the same reason why tenors are stupid.
Exactly. It's very similar.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, male dancers have never been told they couldn't do something.
Because they're always like, "Oh my God, you're a male dancer. You're great."
So I would.
Look at your dick in those tights. Male dance. Exactly. Dance away.
So maybe it's that no expectations were ever set for them. They were always fantastic. So there's no need. There's no real ambition to get there. That's changing.
Monica, dance the waltz.
Toby, you have the most beautiful voice.
Come at us. If you
called the medium, and she is singing to a deaf mute named Toby.
Toby. You guys,
and he doesn't sing the entire time in that aria.
He doesn't. Does anybody else listen to a podcast where males just break out in female singing? Because if you do, I want to know what this show is.
We need to do a crossover.
We need to do a crossover with them.
So anyway, y'all, he proposes to her. He puts a ring in a lemon because they were talking about people throw things at women.
I'm going to say this. When I saw the ring in the lemon, I went, oh. Because the whole thing, because I did, because I actually thought Benium really thought there is the sign, and I thought it was, and he was doing it on his favorite holiday. I thought it was really sweet and thoughtful, and actually one of the most well thought out things he did, y'all. He did, so basically their tradition is, it sounds a little violent, but their tradition is they throw a lemon at the male, and if the male catches it, then he's her, and if he throws he throws it at her, and someone throws a lemon and he catch it. So the ring looked really pretty. He put her ring actually in a lemon. It was very beautiful the way he cut it open like a ring box. I thought that was so sweet, and what a memorable proposal.
I agree. I knew I was being sold that by production. because they have been, this story has been down for the two-thirds of the season.
Which I have to say, TLC, they're kind of not predictable, but they are doing this with their editing. Like, you can see if the last three or four episodes of a couple is going good, then their last episode, you know, is going to be bad and vice versa, because that's what happened with Ji-hoon and Devin.
I knew I was being sold this as soon as they, and so it wasn't, I think it was, I thought, oh, that's nice, but it felt very, very motivated by production for me. So I couldn't get all. Now, I think I did get a little mushy at the Armando Kenny thing. Maybe that's because I'm a big faggot, but.
Probably. Anyway.
This is the coolest proposal ever.
And she kind of said, our love is kind of like we fought in the morning and then we make up at night. And maybe that's just our relationship. And I was like, you can have it.
Exhausting.
You can have it. I don't want it.
I don't want
it. Done with it. Go have your baby. Please don't be on Before the 90 Days. Please don't be on 90 Day. Please.
I don't ever talk about either of you again.
Never.
Can we, if they're ever on anything like Happily Ever After, can we just skip them?
We might.
I don't want that drama.
Unless Benny's like showing a dick pic, I think we might. And even then, we'll look at the
maybe,
dick pic.
What else can she have? But what else can she do that's even more divisive? Maybe.
Don't even bring it up. Somebody will listen and think she actually did it and then just write us a big diatribe. Don't even bring it up.
Oh, God. What would it be? She would. Oh, I can't even say. I'm trying to think. What would it be?
You know what? We could not do it. You know why? Because it's our show. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want. We didn't cover Jeffrey.
We didn't. So we'll see. But I bitch about it. I'm glad it's done. However, I think maybe we've all learned something from Ari, and maybe we haven't.
I don't know.
You know what? Why don't you? You might want to process that. And while you process that, we're gonna take a drink. Yep.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yikes. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We're back. it's not as fun as it was beginning, especially when you do it enough. Y'all, it's your wedding day.
It is your wedding day.
It's Jihoon and Devin's wedding day, which they've already had a Korean wedding. They've already been married on paper, but this is her dream wedding, which she did not pay for or plan.
So this is what I don't understand. If they already got married in Korea once, and then this is her dream wedding, why don't they get married in the U.S.? Because this is not like South Korea is a country that it's not like the United States is a country that South Koreans can't go to easily.
I feel like maybe his parents wanted to go, and he wanted to be witnessed by all of
his family. Their family.
I don't know. That's a good question. I agree. I'm not sure. Please stop fiddling with that bowl. If I hear it again, can you put it somewhere where I don't have to hear it slipping?
Okay, I'll stop. Okay.
Like you fiddling with it the entire time.
I just needed to calm down, okay? It's been stressful. Dude, I'm just playing my Tibetan bowl, okay?
Dude, y'all got pregnancy tests in here? This is just a gas station, right? You got pregnancy tests, right?
Y'all.
Sorry,
love after lockup. Life after lockup is good. Y'all, someone sent us, and I can't bring myself to follow him, but someone sent us DeMarc's Instagram. DeMarc. Oh, I know what the D's for. Y'all.
Tattoos everywhere. Or as I said on Too Hot to Handle, tattoos. He's got tattoos everywhere.
Hot. Anyway, y'all. So, okay, let's talk about Devin. So they're having this wedding. So, yeah, whatever. They could have it there. But this is like
a freestyle wedding.
They are. It is a factory style wedding. Devin is like, she didn't go to bed till 3 a.m. She's like, this day is supposed to be special, but I didn't plan anything. And I wanted to be, maybe they didn't see it, but I'm like, honey, you should have spoken up. Like, you can't bitch now that you didn't get to plan anything for your wedding because you're going along with this. Like, you could have said no. That's kind of a big problem with Devin. She never stands up for herself at the beginning.
Paid for it. It's just like, I don't know. I saw through all of this and was just like, every time she spoke, I was like, you're a fucking entitled bitch. Every time. I could not stand her.
I think she's actually, speaking of entitlement, way more entitled than Ari. And that's saying something.
I agree. And there's something about Ari that triggers people in a different way than Devin. I don't know what it is. There's a self-righteousness to Ari that Devin is dumber than Ari.
Yeah. Ari's not dumb. Yeah.
More out of Ari in a way. Devin's dumb, y'all.
Devin didn't pass eighth grade geometry. No way. I barely did.
Another dumb girl from Utah, y'all. She's just, you know, but Ari's from Princeton, New Jersey. So anyway. So she's sad because she doesn't plan the wedding, and everyone, I love this because everyone is getting into hair and makeup, even the
men.
This
was my favorite part of this wedding. Sure. This is how all weddings should be. And all American weddings. You guys, if you're getting married, your husband-to-be should wear concealer and at least a little powder and maybe some lip balm. That's it. You don't have to do anything more fancy.
I do have to say, this is in line with my thinkings about weddings, is that it's not going to matter how the day goes. If the pictures are good, you're going to remember the wedding as great. And I will
say,
this venue was set up for perfect pictures. It kind of, I was not sold on this kind of like, as she said, a factory style wedding. I was like, it's what they want. It's whatever. I was like, by the end, I was convinced. I'm like, this is a great way to have a wedding. It's kind of dark, so you get all the best lighting.
The lighting was really good. A lot of people don't think about that at their wedding because people get married in their church, and their church doesn't have good lighting.
Yeah. But this was a great, this was a venue that was made.
Oh, God, the lighting at Stoptown Baptist Church. My friend Shelly Johnson, her pictures, it was just fluorescent lights. It looked horrible. You saw jello mold in the back.
woodland scenes for the baptismal font.
You know, I'm going to have to go when my dad's asleep and I can get away or something, like when my brother's watching him. I say that like he's a dog. I shouldn't say that.
My brother's going to watch my daddy.
My brother's going to watch my daddy. But I'm going to sneak off to Stoptown Baptist Church and I'm going to take some pictures for the group.
They'll probably get you in there and try to send you off to a deprogramming gay camp.
You're not
good
wrong.
Luck. That would be a hard one to do.
I'm only going to get 2 feet from the truck.
So Ji-hoon looks good. Alicia looks good. Like, they have everyone going into hair and makeup. This is an industrial system, y'all. I'm in favor of this.
Wedding, they look beautiful.
Everyone looks good. Devin looks gorgeous. Now,
like, those stunning
corpse bride extensions are awful. Those are terrible. But I understand.
I didn't mind.
I understand that's her thing, but it makes her look like the corpse bride. But I think that's what she wanted.
I do think that's what she wanted. It didn't really go with the theme of everything. But
she looked gorgeous.
Her dress and that cute makeup artist beat her face. He was cute.
She looked really good. Like, I would say in the history of weddings for 90 Day, this was kind of the most put together that we've seen.
This looked like this could be a cover of a magazine.
Yeah, it was great. But she keeps saying, this is not how I imagine my wedding day.
Do you think I'll look like the cover of a magazine on my wedding day?
No, it's going to be a mess. You know what?
Okay.
You'll just be really, I will say your pictures will be tasteful. They'll be casual. It won't be formal enough for a wedding. Hopefully you'll have starved yourself before it. So maybe we have a little minor plastic surgery before the wedding.
Trying to calm myself over here.
I'll choose the size of the tuxedo you'll wear. We'll get you running like 7 miles a day. I'll be your boot camp coach.
Wow.
You'll wear a corset. It'll be great.
I'll have to, because if I get skinnier than you, you will never let me.
For your wedding, I will lose weight.
Oh, y'all, Aunt Peggy's calling me. I'll talk to you later.
For your wedding, I'll need to look thinner.
It's true. I really wanted to answer the phone and put Aunt Peggy on speaker, but I can't do that because God knows what she'll say.
She'll talk for 30 minutes.
45.
So this is that when they turned the lights off at this venue, I gasped because everyone looked so good. I love this. This is the great way that this venue decided then everyone can take pictures. If they're not on, they're on a runway. So you can see it. They're up a level. You can take good pictures of these people.
They're and you're not
really what, good professional pictures.
They are. It's more just, I think the theater kid in me loved it. Like Catholic boy, because I like a little ceremony in wedding. So I think maybe, but not that Devin, maybe she is really, but it didn't have any of that. It didn't have any of that kind of religious.
I don't think they're very devout. I mean, I'm sure they're yes, but I don't think they're very devout.
Ji-hoon was selling stolen phones. I don't think that's like under the book of devout Christian.
Ji-hoon walks out and does this, the hands up applause gesture, which I was living for.
His hair is very red. It looks cute on him, actually.
And she looked great. She comes out. They're applauding her. Ji-hoon's dad and mom have on white gloves. It's all lovely. And the vows are in Korean. She has no idea. And he just goes, say yes. And I will say this, the only problem with this wedding, it would stress me the fuck out. Because knowing that another bride was ready on deck, and that would stress me out. But
I'd be the one that, like, the last one of the day, but you know that that's somebody who has to get married at like midnight. But here's the deal. This thing, I was a little confused. Were the people in the wedding all of their friends and family, or were those just other people waiting for other weddings? Because that I wouldn't like. I don't want to have a wedding with like,
Can we get in?
With Gary and Sherry, Which actually, that's the name of my superintendent and my second grade teacher, Gary and Sherry Scott. I just realized their names rhymed right here. Gary and Sherry. Look at that.
Together.
Anyway, but I don't want Gary and Sherry watching my wedding if I don't know them.
I mean, I don't know how you stop that, but they don't kiss at the wedding because they're so in a hurry to get out. Then there's this weird father-daughter dance in front of everyone.
Butterfly kisses and an open hair.
White flowers all up in the air.
No, we're not going to go into butterfly kisses because we've read you. You've been seen.
And I've ruined that for at least hundreds of people who listen to
hundreds of our listeners. I loved it that...
The Isle Daddy.
I loved it that... I mean, because you would have all these father... I love that they had the father-daughter dance, which is not normal. This is the one thing Devin wanted, so she had it. And I loved it that at least she was like, this is so beautiful to watch. Cut to Ji-hoon's parents. This is weird.
Yeah, it is. It's weird, too, because no one else is dancing. And in a normal dance situation, everyone would be sitting at tables. Everyone would be relaxed, and it wouldn't be a wedding situation.
But the parents are like, they're dancing so stiff. This must be an American thing.
Yeah, it just tells you it doesn't transcend culture. The father daughter dance.
No.
So even Alicia, you guys, says I feel pretty good about Ji-hoon today, which is shocking.
Shocking.
I have a feeling things are going to change in what, me turning my page of notes. Now, this is when you guys either they had to truncate everything they wanted to say, or maybe they didn't get into this small amount of time.
Yes.
Because we're talking 8 months past in this time.
I thought they said four.
4 months later, you know what? It was four plus, but then the next time.
Then there's another. Yeah.
So they're in lockdown, you guys. So it's in March 2020. This was filmed in March and Seoul is empty. And Ji-hoon says it's very frustrating for the kids. And then 4 months later.
But yeah. That, and just so you know, if you don't remember timeline, South Korea locked down way earlier than we did. They were actually one of the better countries and still are aren't they one of the better countries
They're
to deal
not
with it
anymore? Yeah, because South Korea, their rates were very low because they locked down quite early and were very strict about it.
Could be a lesson. Could be a lesson for other countries. Yep. Could be a lesson. You want to be American? Sure.
4 months later, and she says things are better, but being in quarantine with Ji-hoon has taken a toll on our relationship. She's packing, y'all. This was so quick. I don't know what happened.
That's the problem. We don't know what happened. Everything she just said, we're fighting more, but there was nothing specific.
And it seems like if there were cameras there, maybe there weren't. Maybe they
didn't. I don't think there were.
Well, I'm saying... So maybe that was what we missed. We missed all of this stuff.
Because they were one of the more strict countries. So I bet they wouldn't even let crews in.
But it seems like they could film each other like they did in quarantine.
I mean, if Lindsay and Scott can film each other in quarantine.
Scott, can you bring me a book?
Book.
Terrible, come bring me a book. Can we read a book together in your Terrible, camp?
I can't wait till you just move into my driveway. So when I get in a fight with him, I can just go out to your, and we could scissor.
So she's leaving and that, cause they've been fighting so much and she's going to take, Dracula and Taeyong with her and she's going to go back for 1 month and Bobby is like, don't go.
This is that part of Butterfly Kisses. She's 16 today. It's that last verse, y'all. It gets sad.
Maybe she was 16. Yeah, I think she was. Yeah, the song of Butterfly Kisses is the growth is not nice. So Ji-hoon says, I'm going to miss you guys. And she's like, I've missed you too. And she's like, no, you're not. You're running away from me. And I loved that he pushed back. Of course she is.
She is. This is something that do, because she says, I just need time apart to figure things out, which is what Devin always says. Yeah. And she says, this is my question to you. And this is for sissies. And I'm genuinely asking because I have some of my opinions, but I'm always open to learn. Does it help a relationship to be apart to figure things out for the relationship to get better?
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I'm interested. Sissies, come at us.
Maybe if you realize how much you actually do miss that person, maybe. I'd prefer people working out their problems, but I can also understand that she was nervous because of the pandemic. She's not at home. She's not in America. Yeah. So I don't know. I can't really.
And if there was allegedly abuse, then obviously she wanted to get out. That's a whole other thing. You know, if that really is true, then good for Devin for getting out. We don't know. That's, again, not substantiated. And given it's hard, that's hard with Devin's track record. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that, really.
Not completely been, let's say, completely transparent on social media.
And her mother, y'all, remember her mother's on Pram.
Whatever you do, y'all, do not follow Alicia Clegg.
Well, Alicia's on Planet Zala.
She's on Parler or something. Yeah. Don't do that. Do not follow Alicia. Just making sure. I also wrote down she looks like the Predator because she has that top knot and
she does.
She's done, her roots are going. You can tell. Mm-hmm. Oh, she really does need to dye her hair.
Yeah, she needs to dye her hair.
She's a light brown. I thought it might be like brown. Brunette was her color. Her hair is like light brown.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? What the thing is, though, I will say divorces have gone up. The pandemic really, people have been forced to be, and it's not working out for a lot.
I am so thankful I'm not having to quarantine with anybody. Oh my God. There would be a murder.
I'm very lucky we quarantined well, but I have to say there was even an adjustment period of me being gone for like, every time I come back from being gone for like 2 months with my dad and then going to LA for a week, it's like I have to remind my partner like, hey, you have a roommate. I know you've been living by yourself for 2 months. And so we kind of have this conversation and we joke about it and we laugh about it, but it's a real thing. So if you're stuck with somebody, it's very, very difficult. It's very, yep. And so my heart goes out to them both on that end because it was kind of maybe it was an overall the best thing because it showed it got them there quick, but it was the worst thing for their marriage to be successful.
I'm just worried that Jihoon's not going to be able to see his kids.
That's what I worry about. His kid.
We know that's true.
Let's be honest. Jihoon is a
boy child. We know that. Is. But he's got a good heart.
I think he does have a good heart, yeah.
And he loves Taeyang. I think he even loves Dracula. So,
you know what? I think he does love Dracula because yeah. He's a glutton for some type of punishment. I do think he's a good guy. I think he's very selfish. And I think he often gets kind of the, oh, funny guy edit on the show. Cause you guys like,
yeah, I'm going to take that,
but I'm going to take a cue from Poodle that the crew loves Jihoon. I bet.
Oh yeah.
Loves him.
Yes.
And so they play these kind of funnier, lighthearted Jihoon stuff. Mm-hmm. Devin Downer.
Yeah. Yeah, the crew loves the gays. The crew loves Jihoon. The crew probably even loves Cheese Stick.
Their favorite was that horse from New York. They just told him to fuck off. Nay, fuck you. That's what I say.
But. You can tell they hated Brittany. They can't stand Ari. And you know they hate Devin. And so it's
even a playing field. Do you think there are any men? Because that was all women. Do you think there are any men that they don't like?
They hated Jesse, probably.
Jesse? I don't even remember Jesse. Oh, yeah. I don't think they liked Jesse.
It was all men. Remember that.
Who am I talking about? They couldn't stand Paul. Hello.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
So you guys, yes, these people are who they appear to be, but you can, as we've seen from a lot of tell-alls, Angela usually gets a pretty good edit. Even though she appears really nasty on sometimes, she always looks worse on the tell-alls. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they go to the airport and Ji-hoon's like, well, I'm going to miss you guys. And Devin, Ji-hoon says, promise me you're going to come back. And she says, but you have to promise me that everything is going to get better.
And yeah. And guess what, y'all? We know because things don't and they are separate. I think they're separated now officially. And she's dating another Korean guy named Topher. So take that.
Take that.
Oh, if someone ever leaves you for a guy named Topher. Oh, wait. I think Ashwini's boyfriend is named Topher.
Good enough. God.
Come for me,
I'm backing away. I didn't say anything, girl. Come for him. She's not going to hear any of this because she's still going to be talking about what we talked about Jenny and Smith. So
she's in a rage now.
Yeah.
That's the end of the show.
I could use my bowl for a cowbell too. Yeah,
let's move on.
All right, y'all. Let's take a listen and we'll be right back.
Hello, Queens. Today I was listening and one of you said your mom was 68. I'm 68 and the thing I identify with on your show is your memories of your youth. You grew up when both my kids did. A few weeks ago, you talked about Channel One and Lisa Ling and Anderson Cooper. In 1994, my daughter put a 2-minute video together and sent it to Channel One and hoped to be picked for their student produced week. A few weeks later, I got a call one night and they said, this is Channel One and we adored your daughter's video and want to invite her for 10 days, all expenses paid, for student produced week. Needless to say, she excitedly went and met Lisa Ling. They went shoe shopping together. Anderson Cooper was gone that week. Upon her return, she said, I am going back. I found my life's work. She went to Ball State in Indiana and 2 weeks after graduation moved to L.A. and was an intern for Arnold Copelson, the producer of Platoon. After a few years, she became an assistant producer for Bill Todman Jr. Remember Mark Goodson and Bill Todman Production? Yes, this was his son. Game shows. They were game show producers. This was his son. After 9 years, she missed the corn of Indiana and returned. She lives 5 minutes away from me and is married with a lovely husband from L.A. and 2 lovely boys. Wonderful memories. P.S. I also own a copy of Summer Magic. LOL. Hope you enjoyed this. Bye.
Y'all,
that was amazing. 68-year-old Sissy.
We didn't get your name, but Sissy, whatever your name is, I want to have a piece of pie with you at a diner because with that voice, you've lived a life, honey.
She's got that low throaty voice.
Oh, sexy. Y'all. This is our people. You know what? I told Poodle and I said, I'm not going to say this on the show. And he's like, no, you should say it. And I said, okay, I will.
Like that. Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of not healing, but it's just, y'all, we love our parents. We have our issues with our parents. Everybody does.
They're our parents.
But our parents, and they don't get this. They don't get they don't get us. And
people listen to you.
And it's been, you know, my mother more than Poodle's, but you know, my mother's not always been the most supportive of artistic endeavors. She wanted me to be an accountant.
Yeah. Mine is pretty supportive of that. She just doesn't understand podcasts.
Yeah. And so it's just very healing when someone who is our parents' age gets us and loves us for us being us. And it's just, anyway, it was really special. And I love that. I love that this was a story. We've never really said this. We've said you can come at us. We said you could talk about other sissies in a good way that's supporting the sissy squad. But I love that this sissy just, we had a conversation that sparked a memory. And that's, and you know what? You can do whatever the fuck you want because it's your sissy spotlight.
And y'all, memories are golden. And it's just something that, like, I have, there are certain memories that I have from childhood or early teenage years that I can hold on to, and I'll always have them. And it's just, those are things that last.
Like that time that you were shopping for groceries with your mom and you were like 10 and the teenager bag in the groceries actually touched your hand accidentally when he was packing a bag.
Yeah, I still masturbate to that one. Yeah.
It's true.
It's good times.
Hey, I get an erection every time I walk into Kroger. I'm just like, hey. Y'all, come at me if you were a little kid and there was a hot bagger boy. You know, I said that about you and I just...
We're getting into a weird area.
But I remember that. Oh my gosh, this just hit me at food for less. There was a hot bagger boy. It was not gross because I was younger and he was older, but not too old. He was under 18. You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm just going to stop.
I said that we're in a weird area and I want to move on.
What's next, Poodle? I don't remember.
Sissy shout outs.
Oh, yeah. In the first episode, y'all, we were going to say we were going to do a Where Are They Now? Well, we're not because we're going to see where they are in the fucking reunion.
Piece of shit.
So we're going to do that reunion, and you know that we're going to have our finale song like we usually do.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. My sissy shout out.
We're on Y and Z. Y and Z.
My sissy
y
shout out.
Y and Z.
My sissy shout out goes to Feltsy Young. Y'all, Feltsy. First of all, her name's Kelsey, let's be honest. Feltsy has always had a real affinity for the restaurant business. She, ever since she was a child, she would be going to any type of restaurant, ordering, even if she was like 5 years old, she would say things like, "What's good here? What's good here?" And the parents would go, "Honey, you're just going to get chicken nuggets. It's fine. Just get some chicken nuggets and french fries." She's like, "No, bring me Chateaubriand. Bring me chicken livers. Bring me mousse." Not mousse, but actual, like a chocolate mousse.
Mousse.
Just so clear. Mm-hmm. I don't know if mousse is in restaurants. Maybe in Alaska or the Pacific Northwest.
Come as if you had mousse.
Not chocolate mousse. Actual mousse. Mousse.
Yeah.
Like Bullwinkle.
Hey, buddy. Please don't eat me. I don't think it tastes very good. Thank you.
So anyway, where was it? Feltsy. Feltsy is sitting there and she's like, "I want to be a chef. I want to be in the culinary world. This is where I belong." And so she had to work in a diner for a while. And it's the worst thing to have to work in a diner if you just want to be a chef, because you want to just tell the chefs what to do. And she starts telling the line cooks, "You know, it'd be better if you just put some sun-dried tomatoes in that omelet." And they're like, "Shut up, girl. Get back to work. Come do some meth with me."
Oh.
And she's like, "No, thanks." Because that's a line cook, y'all. They're always drug addicts. So, seriously. I swear to God, most line cooks are. Or they're disturbed. There's not a normal line cook out there. So, sorry if you're a line cook. So, Feltsy is, she finally gets, the line cook calls out sick one day, and she is so sure of herself. She's like, "I'm hanging out my apron. I'm going to go in there and cook everyone the best." She's for the breakfast shift. And she's like, "Okay, here we go. We're going to call this the Kelsey order." And here it goes. "Toss salad and scrambled eggs."
That was 6 minutes for a Frasier joke.
Then she opened a restaurant in Huntersville, North Carolina, called Kelsey's, where my family and I used to go. And she witnessed a young child saying, "Mother, can I not get this? Can I get a baked potato instead of fries tonight, or both, with my steak?" And Jaybird caw. "Why are you going to have that? Sounds like you need to push away at the table a little bit." And she's like, "I'm going to give that kid what he wants." And she made that little boy's potato very fancy and gave it maybe some smoked paprika in it. And that little boy said, "That tastes very fancy. My refined palate just grew 10 times. And that little boy was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Me. Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you for your restaurant, Kelsey's in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Y'all, we don't have time for mine because he took up all the time. So we're going to see you next week.
Long. It was like 3 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes. No, we're going to make time. Y'all, my sissy spotlight starts with a Z, and it goes to Fack. Fack Lambert.
Fack.
Fack.
Okay.
Like you're the character like Fack, from like Saved by... No, for like the character from Saved by the Bell. Fack.
It sounds like Fack when you say it. Fack.
Fack. That's you're what lit. I said. Fack Lambert.
Fack.
Fack. Zach Lambert. Anyway.
God, you guys. So intrusive. Go ahead.
Fack Lambert. He is someone who, he's very well known in the squad. He is someone who, I even commented, I remember he's a fan. He's named his car Baby Girl Lisa. And he has.
I always find it creepy when you look up people. I choose not to.
I always find it creepy when you talk for 7 minutes about childhood stories, trauma that happened to you.
My mother did yell at me. Tell me.
I know she did. I know that was real. And that was just us coming for that. So you might want to process that.
They're 110% real. Oh,
Fack Lambert, y'all. Here's the deal. Is Fack Lambert, he really dreamed of being a jukebox salesman. He thought there was a calling in it. And it is something, as a kid, he would see a jukebox and he would put money in it, but he didn't, you know, his family worked hard but they sometimes just didn't have coins. So they didn't have a lot of time. He couldn't listen to a jukebox. And
they didn't have quarters.
Well, he just, you know, they weren't poor. His dad just hated change. So he never had quarters for the jukebox. And he'd be like, "Dad, can I have cash?" He's like, "I don't want any change."
Father would burn the quarters in the fireplace.
So now cut to Zach is scared, only uses Venmo and PayPal and that bump thing. But also he said, "You know, I'm going to start making jukeboxes that don't take any change. You don't have to worry about money because everybody has a right to play a jukebox whenever and however they want. They just have to give a drop of blood."
Oh, wow.
So that literally, they're but not selling well during a pandemic.
What is the blood supposed to provide?
You get to play one song, but if you want if you want three songs, then you got to do three drops of blood. If you get five drops of blood, you get seven songs.
But what does that provide?
Songs.
What is putting blood for the machine or Zach or Fack?
The machine lets you play jukebox. However, Zach realized the blood lets you play a song.
You're not understanding. Goods and services. I put money in the machine. I take that money and I do things with it.
Well,
what does it do with the blood?
The funny thing you should mention this is that Zach's girlfriend has threatened to leave him because they're broke. They're real broke.
That doesn't explain what he does with the blood.
No, because he doesn't have any money and he just.
Oh, that's the problem.
That's the problem. Yeah, he thought he was going to donate the blood to a blood bank and make money that way and say it was his. But they're like, "This is a bunch of weird fucking blood. We don't know what this is."
For blood.
What?
You get blank for plasma, but they don't give you money.
Again, Zach didn't research this, Poodle. He didn't research this. So now.
So many holes in the story.
No, it's not holes in the story. It's bless her, Zach's. But you know what? It doesn't matter because Zach's realized another thing, y'all. Zach's hot. I've looked at this guy's face. Y'all, Zach is hot.
It's gross when you creep them.
You know what? You have literally asked someone in our Facebook group to call you and send a dick pic. So I will not have it.
But I don't do
it. You know what? You completely waylaid this sissy shout out and just inserted yourself into it. And it was quite rude and very unsouthern of you. I just want to say.
It didn't make any sense. I was trying to help.
No, you're not trying to help anything. Believe me. I don't think you know how to tell a story because we just heard you ramble for 7 minutes.
No, this is just.
You're no Hans Christian Andersen.
Yours was 6 minutes too. So
only because you kept interrupting me. You know what? We're changing this segment. I'm going to stop it. This is the last. We're ending it on Z. Next time, we're just going to, Poodle and I are just going to look at and critique dick pics online because that's all he wants to do anyway.
Mute me if you like. I was trying to ask.
I'm just saying.
I found it going off the rails, so I was trying to help you.
Zach, I'm sorry that Poodle. If you want a new story, you just send me a message and I'll write you one that you can read with you and your and just enjoy your and you can listen to it in your baby girl Lisa car.
I think it's because you found him attractive that your story didn't really track. So I was trying to help you with that. We've come to the time the show is over, and also some truth was dispensed.
Oh God, can we just end it, y'all? You can find us at 90 Day Gays. You know what? I'm letting you do the outro. I'm done.
You can find us at 90daygays.com right for right now. You can also find us at Cameo. I'm at Jake It or Fake It, and he is at the Matt Marr, 2 T's, 2 R's. Y'all, come at us on Patreon. We are doing crazy shit in there. And come at us at our sissy squad, and because we have fun in there.
That's the show.
That's the show, y'all. So
you're supposed to say your thing. Oh, and y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because what do you normally say? I don't listen.
Harder than it thinks, don't you? Do that say what happens?
Call these people lonely hearts. Because,
for God's sake, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love, Poodle?
All right, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't they all just looking for love?
Yes. And if you find yourself in a diner begging your mama for a piece of pie and she calls you a fat kid in front of everybody in Pickens, South Carolina, and you want to go use drugs that night, call us.
Call us. First of all, she never called me fat. She verbally assaulted the woman, but that's a different story.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.